up to the lady behind the counter and said, "That I like that display and that, but that title is just great big C."
Right.
She must have picked it. Of course, Alan Doyle. We even interviewed him twice when he was here.
A couple of times.
Writing his books.
Yep.
I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
Good morning, or good morning again.
Yes.
To the last hour this week of the Saturday Morning Show.
Yes.
Of the first show of 2026.
That's right.
Apparently that must be important, I suppose. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. Weather coming
January.
Up shortly.
Yes.
And then Children's Corner.
Okay.
But I want to mention, I picked this up, Harvey Smith Reads, recommended by the staff. Rose Wolves by Natalie Warner. It's a juvenile graphic novel, recommended by Bren, who's there at the library.
Okay.
Celebrated Wordless, two-color graphic novel, enthralling fable about disability, companionship, and transformation, set in the haunting beauty of the wild.
And it's wordless?
Oh, I should take that out. That should be soundless then, I suppose. Yep, two-color graphic novel.
Okay.
As well, Running in the Family by Michael Ondaatje. Barb wants us to read it. Beloved family memoir, fact and fiction blur to create a dazzling original portrait of a lost time and place.
I still remember the cover, the original
what
cover
was,
of Running in
what
the Family.
What was Sri Lanka called before it was called Sri Lanka?
Can't remember.
Ceylon.
Ceylon, yes.
Yeah, Ondaatje left at the age of 11. As well, Aqueduct. How about this? Colonialism, Resources, and the Histories We Remember by Adele Perry. Huh? Now, 1919 is recalled as the year of?
The end of the beginning of the League of Nations.
Probably.
Yes.
Also, the Winnipeg General Strike.
Oh, right.
Also the year that water from Shoal Lake first flowed from Winnipeg
right?
taps.
Wow, that sounds
good for us. Too bad for the Anishinaabe community of Shoal Lake, 41st Nation. Construction of the Winnipeg Aqueduct led to a chain of difficult circumstances, culminated in their isolation on an artificial island where, for almost two decades, they lacked access to clean drinking water.
Right.
I think it was one of the, may call it the eighth wonder of the world, building that aqueduct. We don't
Is
really appreciate
right?
it. Apparently so.
Wow.
You can look it up at 2 minutes after seven. Now, what about the weather coming our way?
Oh, let me see if we have new weather yet. I wasn't even thinking of that yet. Yes, we do.
Okie dokie.
It was minus 13 before, it's still minus 13. It was barometric pressure 102 and falling. It's still 102 and falling. Condition, light snow? Well, I don't know. I'd have to look outside. Humidity, 89%. Wind coming from the west, northwest at 6. That's Ron running to the door, folks, and checking to see if it's still snowing. That gives you a wind chill of minus 17. So, Ron, what have you found out there? Is it still snowing?
It was too dark to
it's
tell.
It's too dark to see. All right.
I'll get back to you. When is sunrise?
8:27, I believe. 8:27 this morning. Yep.
Are the days getting longer?
Gone. Yes, because sunset is at 4:40. So, yay. We will have periods of snow, and it will end sometime this morning. But if you have to go out this morning in your vehicle, please drive carefully. Drive according to the conditions, because it's a lot of snow. It's light, but it turns to slush at this temperature, I think. It will be mainly cloudy most of the day, though. Wind up to 15 kilometers. A high today of minus 12, which I think we've already surpassed. And we're on the downward side now. Wind chill near minus 22. Tonight, partly cloudy, becoming cloudier overnight. Wind up to 15 kilometers and a low tonight of minus 20.
When you said that warning about driving, etc.,
yes.
I could hear Broder Crawford's voice. Remember, leave your blood in the blood bank, not on the highway. Yeah.
Yikes.
7:04.
He of that Judy Holliday movie.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
With William Holden.
It. Yes.
Yes, he plays the bully, cheat, conniving,
he wants
scrap metal merchant.
Yes.
Who wants to control a senator, yes.
Yeah.
What was that movie called?
I can't remember.
Jennifer, get my niece on the...
Yes, yes.
Where's
our
Neil Culligan?
Movie.
Neil Culligan. Anyways.
Yes.
We'll try to look it up for you. 7:05
yes.
now. So I'm looking at anniversary for the
football anthem. Yes, go on.
There's that, but if we go to... head north in England.
Yes, yes.
And you want to cross the Mersey.
Yes.
You know what happens when you're on the ferry?
They play.
Ferry across the Mersey.
Across the Mersey. It's great.
We're not playing that. I wanted to warn people.
All
actually,
right.
When I tell you, I want to talk about Jerry Marsden, lead singer, British rock vocalist, Jerry and the Pacemakers, died on this day in 2021 at the age of 78.
Oh.
When you walk through a storm.
You could hear they put him in an echo chamber, but it didn't save him.
They went heavy on the instrumental and light on the
what we have here.
Voice.
It's 20 golden number ones. So I should have noted with Music for Pleasure, which is a re-release. And then I looked at the back and you see lots of asterisks. You know what the asterisk means?
You have to look elsewhere and you're lucky if you find the answer.
All titles are mono recordings except those marked with an asterisk, which are stereo recordings.
Wow.
So they all reached the coveted number one slot in the British charts. But there's, most of these are re-recorded. Fortunately, we have most of them in their original. We didn't have that in the original.
Okay. During those 3 minutes,
yes.
I was busy, busy, busy.
Yes. And what did you find, Carol?
I found Liverpool is the team that uses You'll Never Walk Alone.
That's right.
Of course. Liverpool was either them or the
L-I-V-E-R-P. OOL Liverpool FC.
That's right. And Born Yesterday, of course.
Judy Holliday.
It's the Judy Holliday. Yeah. I think she won an Academy Award.
Deserved it if she didn't.
Yeah, nominated.
Get them on the phone.
Something. Yeah.
7:09. Charity shop fine for you.
Just look it up.
We did the weather, didn't we?
We did the 7 o'clock weather.
That's what we're looking for.
If you want the 7:09 weather, it's probably the same.
I think so. Okay. Charity shop fine for you.
Yes.
The Streetcars of Winnipeg. Our Forgotten Heritage. We're going to call it Our Forgotten Heritage because that's the largest print on the front cover. Weirdness.
Okay.
Out of sight, out of mind, because he did it himself, I think. Brian K. Darragh, D-A-R-R-A-G-H. brief recollection of Winnipeg Street Cars and their 73 wow. years of dedicated service to our city, the surrounding towns. There's a picture of number 300 coming out of the trolley bus garage, Winnipeg Electric Company. So he says, on the 19th of September, 2015, it will be, well, that's when he wrote this, it will be 60 years since the last streetcar made its final run through Winnipeg's well-known portage in Maine. Right. Even our oldest daughter in her mid-50s never had a chance to see a Winnipeg streetcar operating. Naturally, her children and grandchildren haven't either. I did. I can remember riding it out Henderson Highway, I think. Oh, we lived.
Henderson? Yeah. Why would you be going away? Oh, I see. You lived out there.
Yeah.
Right, forgot.
She says, the author says, what an experience they have missed. I operated the streetcars for the final 17 months of existence here, April 1954 to September 1955. I was the third youngest streetcar operator at that time.
Wow.
I turned 86 years old in November 2014, so the remaining half dozen operators will be in their mid-90s now. Well, when this was written, now they're gone to the great garage in the sky, I would think. And
most
so
of them, yeah.
I look inside his memory, lots of photos, including buses and trolley buses as well. Do you remember the trolley buses?
No, yes. I think so.
Well, you're just a young pup, of course, but I do. I remember, yes.
Well, we had a different system in Ottawa, so who knows?
Okay. Yeah. In his preface, he says, ding, 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 ding. Do you remember the clang of the bell and the clatter of the wheels?
Yes.
As Winnipeg's swaying streetcars rumbled down a portion of 120 miles of streetcar track on his way downtown? Well, if you do, you'll probably remember this.
Starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang went the trolley, ding, ding, ding went the bell, zing, zing, zing went my heart strings from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor, bump, bump, bump went the brake, thump, thump, thump went my heart strings, when he smiled I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the we I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Judy Garland from Meet Me in St. Louis. The things that can happen on a streetcar. Because we were talking about that book, The Streetcars of Winnipeg, Our Forgotten Heritage, by Brian K. Darragh, D-A-R-R-A-G-H. I looked him up. Winnipeg Public Library has three copies of his book. Our copy is going to Norm Beattie, Mr. Streetcar. We'll meet him for coffee at Hildegard's.
Okay.
Pass this on to him. There are four different titles on this topic. I looked up Winnipeg Streetcars in the Winnipeg Public Library app under new titles. And sure enough, there we are.
Good.
So if you're a fan, if you're curious, I said, whatever happened to the one they were refurbishing 100 years ago? 716.
Yes. I went.
Yes.
And I looked.
Yes.
And you're right. All you can see out there is reflection instead of...
snow.
Well, rain, the snow that you can see is piled high. It's like a big winter wonderland.
Winter wonderland. Good idea.
Yeah.
Who's to go frolic in the winter wonderland? Maybe after breakfast.
Maybe.
Just in time for Christmas 2. Just in time. J-U-S-T-I-N, of course. For the record label at 7:18. 7:18, Carol McKibben. Things are happening.
Time for the kids.
Hi, I'm Linda Holman, author of The Devil on Her Tongue. And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Right, you are, boys and girls. Poetry for you today, then. Poetry for Young People, Lewis Carroll, edited by Edward Mendelsohn, illustrated by Eric Copeland. I thought this was mighty fine. Scholastic, who does a lot of good things. Beware the Jabberwock, my son. The jaws that bite, the claws that catch. No, that's too scary, I think. What about something that... what did we say? Is admonition the right word, I think? Father William, one of my favorites.
Oh,
just,
yes.
Well, the book just happened to fall open.
When we were kids.
Fall open at that point, so... Listen up, boys and girls. Father William. This is Emmett Carroll making fun of an earlier serious poem. Robert Southey, a poet who was very popular in the 1800s. His poem was called The Old Man's Comforts and How He Gained Them. As you can guess, of course, this is that man was far more sensible and far less interesting than the one in Carroll. All right, Father William. You are old, Father William, the young man said, and your hair has become very white. And yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?
In my youth,
Father William replied to his son, I feared it might injure the brain. But now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why, I do it again and again. You are old, said the youth, as I mentioned before, and have grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turn the back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason for that? In my youth, said the sage as he shook his grey locks, I kept all my limbs very supple. By the use of this ointment, 1 shilling the box, allow me to sell you a couple. You are old, said the youth, and your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than suet. Yet you finished the goose with the bones and the beak. Pray, how did you manage to do it? In my youth, said his father, I took to the law and argued each case with my wife, and the muscular strength which you gave to my jaw has lasted the rest of my life. You are old, said the youth. One would hardly suppose that your eye was as steady as ever, yet you balance an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever? I have answered 3 questions. That is enough, said his father. Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs. There you go. Yes, Lewis Carroll, Father William. By the way, suet?
Oh, I don't remember suet.
Short for suet pudding.
Yes, but...
Pudding made from milk and fat. It's often given to sick people because they, it was easy to digest.
Oh, I see. You're just giving a description. I thought there was a new poem called Suet, and I thought, I don't remember
Suet.
Carol writing a poem.
Can you do it? Pass right through it.
Okay.
That's Suet. All right. One more poem for the boys and girls.
Sure.
Brother and Sister. Carol wrote this poem when he was a young man. The moral is not one that most brothers and sisters need to learn. Sister, go to bed. Go and rest your weary head. Thus the prudent brother said. Do you want a battered hide or scratches to your face applied? Thus his sister calm replied. Sister, do not raise my wrath. I'll make you into mutton broth as easily as kill a moth. The sister raised her beaming eye and looked on him indignantly and sternly answered, only try. Off to the cook he quickly ran. Dear cook, please lend a frying pan to me as quickly as you can. And wherefore should I lend it to you? The reason, cook, is plain to view. I wish to make an Irish stew. What meat is in the stew to go? My sister will be the contents. Oh, you lend the pan to me, cook? No. Moral, never stew your sister. There we go.
I'll
from
see.
Poetry for Young People, Lewis Carroll. Thank you very much.
One of the great poets for children back in the day.
Back in the day.
Along with Stevenson.
So, what about a bit
some
of music for the boys and girls?
Stuff.
Music for the boys and girls?
Yes.
I think we've got something.
Same man, no, 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 big old mountain. Bow, bow. Down, 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 down.
Oscar Peterson on piano, boys and girls. Clark Terry wrote, should we go with the words? Anyways, it's called Mumbles, but you probably figured that out.
Yeah, yeah.
7:25.
Like
look at the Winnipeg Public Library, what's on the way in the events and what have you coming up. The YA Book Club. Are you a teen who loves to read? Join us for fun activities, discussions about your favorite book. Ages 13 to 17. 60 Minutes, the book The Raven Boys by Maggie Stiefvater. Monday, January 5th. I'm just telling you this in case you want to join the book club, maybe even for future reference.
Okay.
6:30 to 7:30 in the program room, the Transcona Library. You have to register, but there are 6 seats left for that if you just want to sit in and see what it's all about. As well, hello, seniors. Computers for Life computer classes, level 2.
Ah.
Empower yourself through digital literacy. Course of 12 classes, you'll learn about advanced document management, cloud storage, email attachments and links, netiquette, as well on online job interviews. So that's Tuesday, January 6th, 10:30 to 12:30 in the Bookwalled Room in the Millennium Library. Our registration, that one's closed. That's why you want to look. I look for open events. It's the same color slot. But this, you can go a month ahead on this listing. I was looking. I've just wiped them right off the screen.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, Winnipeg Public Library, get the app, and then look up their program and events calendar is what you're looking for.
Sure.
One other thing for the boys and girls, and that's Cinematheque. We have the new Dave Barber Cinematheque schedule for January, and that means Sundays will be Cabin Fever.
Oh, yes.
A movie you can take a child to when you're going loopy.
Yes.
So January 4th, which is tomorrow, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh,
1 o'clock.
Yeah.
On the 11th, Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
18th, James and the Giant Peach.
Right.
On the 25th, animated short films for kids. And then on February the 1st, Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
So you can look these up on the Cinematheque website, or you can pick up, as I have, this piece of paper.
What about the kids' breakfast on a Saturday in January? Have a look. Near the bottom of the... No, you're looking at the wrong side.
I'm looking at the wrong side.
Yeah. Saturday near the bottom.
Saturday near the bottom. I'll pass it over to you.
Okay.
What I was going to say is I picked
Saturday
this...
Saturday morning, all-you-can-eat cereal cartoon party.
Which Saturday morning is it?
The 31st of January.
Okay, good to know. Just that's the only one.
10 a.m.
That's what Dave used to do. So they'll be bouncing off the walls and there'll be sugar and milk splashed everywhere.
I think at one point...
Cuckoo.
They went down to the States to buy sugary cereal.
Oh, things you couldn't get here. Good
things
Lord.
You couldn't get here. Like, it's just disgusting. And, yeah, like you're right, kids bounce off the walls.
Sugar-powered cocoa bombs.
Yes.
I think I stole it from Kelvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, I think you did.
7:28. Yep. A warning to the boys and girls then.
Right.
After that, as we turn to our 2-CD set of Behind Bars, 40 Tales of Prisons, Jailbreaks, and Death on 2 CDs this morning. And I think it's Freddie Hart.
You're right.
I was just a kid, a roaming around, traveling through a little old town, when a sheriff walked up and said, come with me. You're broke and son, that's vagrancy. Just a carefree lad who loved to roam. And how I wish I had stayed at home. For the way that I'm treated, I would rather hang. It's no life of living on a chain gang. I dig that ditch, I chop that corn, and curse the day that I was born. I believe it's a better for a man to hang than work like a dog on a chain gang. Chain gang, chain gang. Will the guard stand there with a great big gun? I bet he'd love to see me run. And I guess I probably will someday. I'd rather be dead than to live this way. He looks well fed and he's 6 feet tall, and he's the meanest of us all. For he cracks that whip and he swings that cane. I reckon the sun must have touched his brain. I dig that ditch,
I chopped that corn and cursed the day that I was born.
I believe it's better for a man to hang than work like a dog on a chain gang. I got a gal back home who's true and kind, and she's been awaiting a long, long time. I wrote and told her, forget my name, for I'll never lose this chain gang chain. Dear heaven, deliver me from this hole where a man can lose his mind and soul, where the flesh gets a weak and the back gets a broke, and there's no cause to laugh and joke. I dig that bitch, I chop that corn, cursed the day that I was born. I believe it's a better for a man to hang than work like a dog on a
chain gang.
Work like a dog on a
chain gang.
Work like a dog on a chain gang. Work like a dog.
Freddie Hart there with Chain Gang from that two CD set of Warnings to All of Us.
Awesome.
Freddie Hart, who was Frederick Sigrist. Known professionally as Freddie Hart, American country music musician, songwriter, best known for his country topping country song Lone Poppet, Easy Loving, won the Country Music Association Song of the Year Award 1971 and 72. I had singles though, charted from 53 to 87, later became a gospel singer. At 7:32, time for our march around the breakfast table. I'm looking at the Winnipeg Free Press. From February the 8th, 2025, for Albert Bryan Sear. So he's got his beret on, medals on both sides of his chest. Métis veteran, author, and elder, served in the Army and the Air Force for 19 years. Awarded the Order of the Métis Nation in June 2005. Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee Medal, September 2012. Received the Canadian Decoration in 1973 and the NATO Special Service Medal in 1996. Our march then from a bit of vanished vinyl, Marches of the Vanishing Regiments. This is Braganza. Table this morning from Marches of the Vanishing Regiments, the band of the Royal Military School of Music, Braganza, the Queen's Royal Regiment. That was their march. Soon after its formation, the regiment was sent by Charles II to garrison Tangier, wow, formed part of the dowry of his queen, Catherine of Braganza. So the tune is a Portuguese air at 7:34. So we went to Shindig a while back.
Yes.
For CBC, the Weekend Morning Show. Very nice to be asked.
Yes.
We took a box of chocolates. Everybody else made.
We don't have a stove or an oven or anything to make anything.
We could have rubbed two sticks together, Carol, yep. But well. Anyways, other people brought nicely. A couple drove in from Kenora.
Yes.
Once the highway was opened.
It was just after that big storm, too.
We walked up the street. That was our effort.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, we met a band who is headed by $2 Bill. And his band is called, well, he even has a handout.
That looks like a picture $2.
Of him, but $2 Bill.
Bill, only sort of.
$2 Bill greenish. And his Bad Pennies is what they're called now.
Or yellowish.
And I think they'd come from
Portage Prairie?
Prairie is where he was now.
So. Yep.
So he gave us a Christmas song, which was about the Christmas trade. It wouldn't play. Wouldn't play on any of our CDs.
Yeah.
But he also gave me Bacchus, or something he'd released some time ago. When he was, and he was $2 Bill back then.
Okay.
And so let's see if this will play on our, and it's called Life's Railway to Heaven. Release A Penny Saved. And I do notice on the back here, special thank you to Kelly Drew for bass, vocals, photo play. It's hard to say. The spelling is photography, I would think. Production and general kindness.
Aww.
At 7:39.
Yes.
We'll hope to hear more from 7:39. Okay. Carol McKibben. We've been playing our way through the Danny Boy's greatest hits. In other words, the Danny Boy album, 12 yes. recordings. Sometimes we fade it out because we played it in the last cut. Today, we're playing all of Robert White.
Holy
yep.
smoke.
Hang on to your hats.
Okay.
Robert White with the National Philharmonic.
Thank you. the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you. And I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tis Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so. But when you come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying. And kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me. And and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Wasn't a dry eye in the pub. From
yep.
The Danny Boy album. That was cut to 6. We have 6 more to go. Next week, Offra yes. Harnoy, wailing away on her cello.
Oh, okay.
I'm never a fan of Offra Harnoy. Anyways, that's next week.
Not a fan.
7:45.
Yes.
Carol McKibben. I'm going to mention this because it's what's past its prologue. I wanted to mention much, much earlier that... born on this day in 1909, Victor Borge. We played him in our comedy spot.
Borge?
Yep, Danish comedian and pianist. And yes. Born on this day in 1916, we played the Andrews Sisters.
Yes.
For a little bit of trio music, but as well, she was born on this day in Minneapolis.
Right.
In 1916. Or sorry, died in Minneapolis in 1995, but born on this day in 1916.
Right.
7:45, what have you got?
Well, something that you were quite interested in 35, 40 years ago. It seems like quite a while ago now. And that is the author, Josef Skorvetsky.
That's right.
Yes. Order of Canada. He was Czech-Canadian writer and publisher. He spent half his life in Canada publishing and supporting banned Czech literature during the communist era. He and his wife were longtime supporters of the Czech dissident writers before the fall of communism there. Skorvetsky's fiction deals with several themes: the horrors of totalitarianism and repression, the expatriate experience, and the miracle of jazz. So he was born the son of a bank clerk and graduated in 1943 from high school. He had a youthful love affair with jazz and was an amateur tenor sax player just prior to the Second World War, an experience he drew on for his novella, The Bass Saxophone. For 2 years during the war, he was a slave laborer in a Messerschmitt aircraft factory. After the war, he began to study medicine in Prague, but after his first term, he moved to the Faculty of Arts, where he studied philosophy and graduated in 1949. He then got a PhD in philosophy and taught for 2 years at the Social School for Girls, and then did his military service in the Czech Army. He worked briefly as a teacher while he completed several novels, including his first novel, The Cowards. They were condemned and banned by the communist authorities, of course. His style was an innovation, but this and his democratic ideals were a challenge to the communist regime. As a result, he lost his job as editor of the magazine World Literature. Skorvetsky kept writing and helped nurture the democratic movement that culminated in the Prague Spring in 1968. After the Warsaw Pact that year, he and his writer-actress wife fled here to Canada. In 1971, he and his wife founded 68 Publishers, the numeral 68 Publishers, which over the next 20 years published banned Czech and Slovak books. The imprint became an important mouthpiece for dissident writers such as Václav Havel and Milan Kundera, among many others. For providing this critical outlet, the president, Václav Havel, later awarded the couple the Order of the White Lion in 1990. He taught at the Department of English at University of Toronto, and after becoming professor emeritus, he retired in 1990. Most of Skorvetsky's novels are available in English, and The Engineer of Human Souls won a Governor General's Award. His poetry was published as a collection in 1999 as There's No Remedy for This Pain. His nonfiction works include Talkin' Moscow Blues, a book of essays on jazz, literature, and politics, an autobiography, Headed for the Blues, and two books on the Czech cinema, including All the Bright Young Men and Women. He also wrote many prefaces to H.P. Lovecraft's works. Skorvetsky wrote for films and television. A feature written for Prague TV was Eine kleine Jazzmusik, adapted from his story of the same name. A film version of the novel, Pastor's End, was produced in 1968, but was never shown and went straight into locked communist archives due to the fact that its author, quote, illegally fled the country. In the spring and summer of 1968, Skorvetsky and the Czech film director Miloš Forman jointly wrote a script synopsis to make a film version of his book, The Cowards. After Skorvetsky fled the Warsaw Pact invasion, the synopsis was translated into English, but no film was made. In the 21st century, the English translation was translated back into Czech and has been published. Prominent in his writing for radio was a long-running monthly series on literature for Voice of America. From 1973 to 1990, he wrote more than 200 of these shows, covering notable literary works and discussing literary themes. Sadly, he died from cancer on this day, January 3rd, 2012, in Toronto. He was 87 years old.
At the spring from the Moldau at 7:52. Carol McKibben. We got time? Yes, I think we do have time for a little Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
On this day in 1987, Aretha Franklin, first female artist inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Cool.
Yeah.
Change, change, change. 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 Change of food. For 5 long years, I thought you were my man. But I found out I'm just a link.
Okay.
7:55. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We'll be back next Saturday, 6 until 8. Hope you will be as well. Stay tuned now for something to shout about, something to shout at on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. Leave you with little Joe Eli, who's died at the age of 78. Singer, songwriter, foundational figure, Texas progressive country rock scene. Founded the influential band The Flatlanders with Jimmy Dale. I befriended The Clash on tour in London. Worked with many, many people. Inducted in the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame in 2022. Released his last album, Love and Freedom, in February. Leave you with, what's the song, Carol?
The Road Goes On Forever.
How's everybody doing tonight? Sherry was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who got around down Main Street after midnight. A brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny. One day he got caught, and he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Now Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. When some drunken out-of-towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt, Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, and walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They jump in Sonny's pickup, he jammed her down in gear. Sonny looks at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a maid who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the route, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window, climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She steps out in the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever, and the